What's the feeling like finally getting those guys after, you know, we haven't beaten them since 2006. You finally get the win against those guys. What was the feeling like from the locker room there?
Well, it was, you know, you're exactly right. We haven't beaten them in a long time, and you know, they've had our number. We've been in a, you know, a bunch of close ball games with them, just haven't been able to, you know, to finish it, to, you know, to finally get them. You know, was rewarding. You know, that's something that you want your seniors to have. They talked about it during the week that, you know, this was their last chance to get one against Saginaw.
How about Brett Gervais coaching his play in the game also with that interception?
He played very, very well also. You know, I mean, we had a discussion with the defensive staff on when you start going player of the week, and we went with Tanner Agin, but it very easily could have been Brett also. You know, that play, you know, up the boundary, and that wasn't the only play. There's, you know, he's got, I think he had 10 tackles, and you know, just did a lot of little things well for us.
Garrett Mead struggled in the game, coach. What are your thoughts on our kicker right now?
Well, he just didn't have a great ball game. But, you know, I've said this. You know, we've never lost, since he's been here, knock on wood, we've never lost a football game because of our kicker. You know, if we'd have missed that, you know, on that last extra point, if they'd have come down and got one, maybe you'd say that. And he's won, by my count, I know there's three ball games where he's made the point at the end or, you know, in the last 2 minutes or whatever to win a football game for us. And, you know, everybody has a bad day. And, you know, everything that he kicked seemed to be hooking left. So we'll, you know, he thinks he's got it figured out already what he was doing wrong. So we'll give him a little extra work in team situations this week. And, you know, he's kicked long enough for us and well enough for us that, you know, he'll be fine.
Wildcats are looking for their first conference win. They lose last week in a low-scoring game. What do they bring to the field down at the Superior Dome this weekend?
Well, they'll stretch the field for you. You know, we're going to see, you know, usually four and possibly five wide outs on just about all their plays, you know, and they're going to, you know, try to make you, you know, extend your defense, and if you extend, then they've got, you know, the big running back that can, you know, can hurt you north and south, you know, with the running game, with the fold schemes and the zone schemes. And defensively, they're playing a lot of man coverage, so that means extra guys in the box. So, you know, our ability to get open and, you know, and protect will be crucial.
Well, it's the Battle for the Miners Cup, coach. We've, just like kind of Saginaw's had our number, we've seemed to have had Northern's number over the last 12 years. I think we've won 9 of the 12 Miners Cup meetings. What will it take to get another one down there?
Well, the thing that happens, you know, in those rivalry games is, you know, everybody gets all, you know, hooped up and deservedly so. I mean, it should be. There should be emotion, no question there. But when you sort it out, you know, for the 60 minutes, it's always seems to be the team that plays better that wins. And, you know, that's what we tried to stress yesterday in our team meeting, making sure we execute, making sure that everybody knows their job, make sure that we play assignments, make sure that, you know, there aren't little things that go wrong. All that stuff, I think, is going to be what we need to do is to, you know, I use the word execute, you know, probably too much, but until I find a better word, guys, like, that's the one I'll stay with.
We're talking to Coach Curley for the Michigan Tech football team. Northern is the opponent this weekend down at the Superior Dome, 7 o'clock Saturday night, our pregame here at 6:30. There's a bus going down there. We'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. But, Coach, Grand Valley, I'm looking at the standings right now. It's just so odd to see them down towards the bottom with Saginaw Valley State, 0-3 overall and 0-2 in the league.
Well, I would think you'd probably go back a long time to see both Saginaw and Grand Valley at 0-3. I mean, you count back years there, and it might be before all three of us were born.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
Yeah, pretty amazing. Well, Coach, this will be a great test of always is down at the Superior Dome. I mean, no matter what Northern is normally bringing to the table, they always put up a great game. Our game on that turf, Coach, does that worry you at all, being on the artificial turf at all, or is it no problem?
No, you know, they changed their turf a few years ago, so it's, you know, our kids will still wear the same shoes that they wear, you know, on our stadium, and, it, you know, it's not exactly the same, you know, the same hold or grip, if you would, but it's, you know, it's very similar.
Okay. Well, game time, 7 o'clock. Coach, we congratulate you on a great homecoming win. What a fantastic crowd to watch that game. And the weather just turned out great, and I know how much you like looking up there as you guys are coming out onto the field. Tell us a little bit about what that was like on Saturday.
Well, I thought it was one of the bigger crowds I've ever seen. I know when I turned around and looked, and both hills were full, and I looked, and there, you know, it was pretty much a ring around the stadium, and I thought it was, I was going to guess, 3,500. I don't think it was the Grand Valley crowd, but I can't remember very many since I've been here that were, more, packed on those hills and people all over, and at halftime, there's you could see people streaming in and out. It was, I thought it was electric. Especially once we started to, on that comeback, then I think that excited. I don't think we did much to help the enthusiasm early in the game because it didn't go our way. But once we got a rolling a little bit, then the crowd just seemed like the noise level just seemed to increase.
All right, Coach. Good luck on Saturday night. Again, the game is at 7, 6:30 pregame here on Mix 93, and that bus is going down, sponsored by the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub. And again, we'll give more information on that as the week progresses. Thanks again, Coach, and good luck again on Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
All right, that's Coach Curley here on Mix 93. More Drive Time coming up right after these. You are tuned to Mix 93 WKMJ.